right?
When I go to the Leather Mart,
oh,
I
have
real
to take
freaky.
So much Xanax, like, if I go to the Leather Mart.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
I always go in the morning because
people start getting freaky.
Well, before people start waking up from the freaky they already had. So
I saw somebody, like, I saw strangers sucking some guy's dick. This guy was like tied up, and like people were just like walking by, like grabbing his dick and like stopping and sucking it. And I was George, I need to leave. Like, I can't handle this right now.
No, you know what gets me? What got me is the dude that was in the latex box and all the air was sucked out.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like paddling him and beating his nuts and all that. I was like, and then he had a mask on. I think they were putting poppers in it. I'm like, how is he breathing? Mm. He's going to die. I cannot handle this. Yeah. And then they had the dildos on the huge machines. And I'm like,
yes!
Bam, bam, bam. I was like, yeah. Can we just get maybe like some cotton candy?
That's where I bought this t-shirt though.
Yeah. I bought t-shirts though too. Yeah. Just to be clear, we're talking about
Big Fan, they're talking about Pride 48 in Nolens in August. Yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I can't handle this right now.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2864 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 22th of January 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna give you the highlights of the weekend at Leather Weather. Yes, hello, Moonies. Benny, is that like Lucille McGillicuddy? No. Ms. Carmichael? No. Full moon. First of all, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're full Moonies today because Monday night was the, what was it? It was the blood moon, super moon, wolf moon, Big Fatty. Anything else we can call it? Y'all is big old moon, Big Fatty. Back here at the villa, and y'all just for those of you who may not have ever had a drunky cast. From the Sunday afternoon of Leather Weather weekend, y'all, you can't say that anymore. No, Big Fatty, we cannot say that anymore. It was a pretty good one. I venture to guess that both Gavin and Jim both wish they had been there. Yes, Big Fatty, they were probably touching themselves inappropriate. You know, kind of like that Chris from New Jersey, when he can be bothered to touch himself inappropriate. Big Fatty. So y'all, taking you back to Thursday morning when Granny and I took off y'all, of course, Granny was running early. Y'all, he woke up at 4 a.m. in the morning and piddled around Big Fatty. And finally, you know, he was going to be here at 8 a.m. in the morning about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. I get a call. What do you want from the McDonald's? And I said, well, where are you? He said, I'm at the McDonald's. And so, y'all, he went and got us some brufkas, and we had a little brufkas here at the villa before we left for Augusta, Georgia. Y'all, I gotta tell a story on Granny on the ride over there, and then I'm gonna tell a story on myself on the ride back. But y'all, on the way over there, Granny is over playing on his cellular telephonic device, and y'all, he is on one of the dating apps, and he fires it up, and you know, we're riding along, all of a sudden burp, burp, and hi, tell me about about you? And so Granny says, well, I'm 63 years old and I'm a semi-retired nurse. And the guy goes, well, what are you looking for? And Granny goes, mainly just friends and perhaps LTC. And we're driving along, and I look over at Granny, and I went, what the fuck is... And I say to him, I said, what the fuck is LTC? And he starts giggling, because, you know, I would have thought he was going to say LTR for long-term relationship. And I said, what's LTC? He says, long-term care. Granny! Well, maybe he meant it. Y'all, after he sent that, the guy never responded. So, Granny's looking for long-term care. If any of you are interested in providing that for the poor old thing, please feel free to do that. Y'all, we arrived. We arrived in Augusta, went and did our shopping so we would be prepared for our lunch that we were sponsoring on for right. And y'all, then we headed on over to, once we got checked in and all, y'all, we saw our good friends, Jerry and Rick. Rick's getting ready to retire at the end of February. And so, y'all, he's on pins and needles, pins and needles. And I told him, you just let it go. Yes, Big Fatty, let it go. And Big Fatty, don't ever say that to Granny. He'll release his bowels. Anyway, y'all, and so, aw, Chris, and y'all, but we got all checked in and everything, and we helped put together some of the goodie bags that everybody that was participating would receive. And, it was just a nice, relaxing afternoon, nice and warm and sunny and everything. And y'all, we headed over to the Capri Lounge. Big Fatty, you're trying to say it was happy hour. It's true. And y'all, we had some cocktails. And y'all, we were getting way too fucked up, way too fast. At least Big Fatty was. And y'all, then Durwood arrived, and Jeremy was there, and and then they had the first little party. Y'all, there's a pizza pie party, and y'all, so we got to have some pizza pie, and it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, Big Fatty went back to the room and passed out. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what made it lovely. Y'all, on Saturday, we had a we provided the lunch. Y'all, we went to the Von's East and got the submarine sandwiches cut into pieces and everything. And we had chipettes, and we had the bugles and the French onion dip and some cookeries and our famous piss punch, which is a large bottle of Malibu rum and two cans of the pineapple juice. Yes, Big Fatty. Then the sweet and unsweet tea, and y'all, everybody seemed to appreciate that. Y'all, then we had our very first hot ashes and hot asses cigar party in the pig pen. In the pig pen, and y'all, the Pwn Stars were there, and Durwood won the big prize that day, y'all, from tossing the salad. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the tall salad. It comes in a bag, right? No, not this kind of tall salad. Oh, okay. But we had a good crowd, y'all. We used to do this in the evening at 11 o'clock at night, last thing on the schedule, and y'all, it was just too cold, and we're too old. Yes, Big Fatty, too cold and too old. That's the leather weather. Too cold and too old. Y'all, we did it at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, we had a very good crowd, everybody seemed to have a good time. Then it was back. It was back to the Capri Lounge for cocktails. And y'all, then we had the cock and balls party, and y'all, they had the little cocktail weenies, and they had the meatballs, and they had little chicken boneless chicken wings, and they had a cheese platter and a little olive platter, and some crackers, and I don't remember what else there was. Oh, and there was some sort of spinach dip or something like that too. Y'all, it hit the spot. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, then it was off to the Edge nightclub, and y'all, Big Fatty was the master of ceremonies for the body shots with the Pwn Stars, and y'all, it was quite the success, I might add, and y'all, they were doing body shots of the Fireball and the what is that other liquor called, the tequila, the it's good stuff though, and I don't remember the name of it, but anyway, it comes kind of in a square bottle. Big Fatty Durwood's yelling it out right now. It's true. Patron, that's it. Y'all, that evening late night, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! And y'all, and I'm mistaken. This happened early Saturday morning before breakfast. A big fatty squeaky gentleman caller's going crazy. He should. Y'all, this was a young 30-year-old man of African American descent, and y'all, he was he was neighing. He was so horse-like. Big fatty vulgar. But y'all, is just almost a foot. Big Fatty, what about his feet? Oh, they were large, thicker than a big Fatty. We don't need the details, but go ahead and say red, but bull can. But anyway, y'all, it was just exactly what Big Fatty was exactly what he was looking for, and y'all, I gave it the college try. Okay. Y'all, then we have Bloody Marvins, because, you know, it's all male event, so we can't have Bloody Marys, so we have Bloody Marvins, and the Mimosas, and... y'all, our friend Nick, virginity. Y'all, he came over that evening, and y'all, he was like he's at Disney World. Oh, Big Fatty, were there fireworks? Where I think there were a lady that evening in the pig pen. But anyway, y'all, we had the Mama and the Bloody Marvins, and y'all, for lunch we had the Studs and Spuds, Big Fatty, y'all, which was the baked potato bar. Y'all, it was quite good, and the potatoes were good and hot and everything, and y'all, then we had our entertainment, y'all. It was the Ike Avelli 50 Shades of Gay a party where Durwood bought everybody a round of water, but y'all, it was a really good show, one of the performers brought tears to several people's eyes. I won't mention any names. And y'all, then after that was over, y'all, we came back and for our supper party, we had barbecue and baked beans. Fatty Toot Fest and Coleslaw, and y'all, they had made Rick of Jerry and Rick had made a fresh potato salad. Fed it with the mayonnaise. You didn't need it. But with the leftover baked potatoes. And y'all, then we were back over to the Edge nightclub where we had the body shots again. Another successful event there on Saturday night. And y'all, then Big Fatty came back, and y'all, I just went on to bed a little bit early, and then this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Big Fat Gentleman Caller's going crazy again. Well, he should. Y'all, this was... I woke up about 1 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, calm him down. Turned the light on, and I was just laying there looking at the dating apps, and y'all, I hear a little knock at the window, and I get up and open the door, and y'all, there's this gentleman. I would say he was in his early to mid 30s, and I said, would you like to come in out of the cold? Because y'all, it turned cold and rained Saturday evening, and he came right on in, and y'all, made himself right at home. Yes, Big Fatty dropped his drawers, and y'all, he's a beautiful body, lots of tattoos, good, nice facial hair, kind of a Georgia redneck, and y'all, it was just lovely. I take that back. That was Sunday night that happened. Fatty? Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, Sunday afternoon, for Sunday morning, we had the Mimosas and the Marvins, and then we recorded the little show after we had a cocktail party in the pig pen. Everybody had a good time at that. Then we went back to the Capri Lounge. Y'all had more pizza pie, and y'all, then that gentleman caller came by. Then, y'all, Monday morning, we packed up, and y'all, we went by the Sunrise Cafe. You know, it's a tradition. It's a tradition when you go over to the Madrid complex. And so Nick went with us to that. And so he's lost his Sunrise virginity as well. And y'all, then we were on the way back, y'all. And on the way back, y'all, Big Fatty was so gassy. Big Fatty. And y'all, I have to say this. Granny would be correct when he says it was that it was vile. It was just vile. And y'all, I just couldn't stop being gassy. And y'all, when I got back here to the villa, y'all, I pulled a Dr. Stone, and I said, Granny, I'll talk to you later. I'll see you later. I've got to run to the toilet. And y'all, I went and released my bowels, and y'all, it was vile there too. Fatty, good thing you didn't do it in the ruby red. And y'all, that pretty much was the leather weather weekend. You said it wrong, Big Fatty. Leather weather. Yes, we're Fatty. And y'all, I got a request from a Frequency after I had recorded the for right little show, y'all, to wish his husband the Fuzzbear a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal on the 18th. That's last for right. And y'all, I hope you realize that yesterday, Monday, was Arthur's birthday. I didn't play the birthday music because it was the drunky cast. But anyway, and Moose P, a package has arrived, and I can't wait to open it. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Adam, what are you looking forward to for Pride 48 2019?
I can't handle this right now.
Be
Big Fatty, he was doing things in the rawhide that were much worse than that leather market.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.